Good morning. Shall we begin with the Itipiso chant? If you get your chanting sheets out, if you want to join us, please do. Vivian, is the sound okay?
Yes, it's good, Adrian. Thank you.
Great. Okay, let's do the chanting.
Etipiso bhagavaha arahaṁ sammā sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sugato aloka vidu anuttaro apurisa dhamma sarati sattā deva manusānam buddho bhagavati savākātu bhagavata dhammo sandhitiko akaliko ehi basiko upanayiko pachatam veditabho venyo iti supatipanno bhagavato asavaka sangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato asavaka sangho nyaya patipanno bhagavato asavaka sangho samicchipatipanno bhagavato asavaka sangho yadidam chattari purisa yugani yatta purisa Kalahe sa bhagavato asavaka sangho Pahuneyo atakineyo Anjali karaniyo anuttaram Punya kitam lokasati Tipiso bhagava Arahaṁ sammā sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sugato loka vidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati sattā deva manusānam buddho bhagavati savākātu bhagavata dhamma santitiko akaliko ehi pāsiko upanayiko pācchātāṁ veditāṁ vāvinyu iti supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho ujjupatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho nyāya patipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho samicchipatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho yadidam chattari purisa yugāni yatta purisa pukkalahe sa bhagavato sāvaka sangho ahneyo apahneyo atakineyo anjali karaniyo anuttaram Punya ketam lokasati tipiso bhagava arahaṁ sammā sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sugato loka vidu Uttarva purisa dhamma sarati sattā deva manusānam buddho bhagavati savākātu bhagavata dhammo sandhitiko akaliko ehi pāsiko upanayiko pācchātāṁ veditāṁ vāvinyu iti supatipanno bhagavato Sāvaka-saṅkho vujjupadipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅkho jāya-patipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅkho samīcci-patipanno bhagavato sāvaka-saṅkho yadidam chattari purisa-yugāni Yata Purisa Pukkala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sampo Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttara Punya Ketam Lokasati
So let's do some meditation together. I'll set the clock for 45 minutes as usual. Bit of instruction, but mostly in silence. Lopa Sumedho used to start his retreats in the days of when I was at Chittorasthi. You know, he has that deep, booming voice. So in the silence of the morning, he'd say, the past is a memory. The future's unknown. Now is the knowing. Which was always this encouragement to come back to that basic principle of present moment awareness. So just making that intention is huge. No matter what technique one uses or what's going on emotionally or physically or environmentally, now it's the knowing. It's, you know, such a simple instruction, yet we always need to remind ourselves of that. So as I've been saying, how is it now? Well, it's like this. You know it both as feeling, sound, conscious presence. And then just sustaining that knowing of the way things are moment by moment is the challenge. So it's not an achievement, it's more like a remembering. Life is like this now. Beautiful gesture, this one, isn't it? And I think that's going to be universal now because we can't shake hands anymore. So what should we do? Go have some coffee, I think, no? This would be a good idea. Let's finish with the Metta Sutta, if you have that. Oh, hello. And then we'll meet again in an hour and a half. This is what should be done, huh? This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and outwards to the depths, upwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.